Just before we go back to the phones with you, some breaking news that's coming in as well. A man arrested at a Donald Trump rally in Las Vegas over the weekend has told authorities he grabbed a police officer's gun so he could kill Trump. There are reports that this man had a British driver's license. Let's speak to our US correspondent Simon Marks for the latest on this. Simon, good evening to you. Well, firstly, why are we only getting this news now?
Well, we're only getting the news now, Ian, because court documents have just been released out in Las Vegas, in Nevada, providing details of what this young man is charged with. We knew that he was arrested because we all had seen pictures over the weekend of this 19-year-old being led away by police from a Donald Trump rally that was taking place at one of the big casinos on the Las Vegas Strip, the Treasure Island Casino. But, you know, one often sees protesters and the like being led away by police. It was only when court documents were made public just within the last 90 minutes or so that it became apparent that he has told the Secret Service agent who arrested him that he was planning to try and kill Donald Trump. He definitely did have a British driver's license. That, of course, does not mean that he's a British citizen, but he reportedly told the arresting Secret Service officer that he had moved to the United States about 18 months ago. His name is Michael Stephen Sanford, and he is said to live in New Jersey, but told the authorities, according again to these court documents, that he had been planning to try and kill Donald Trump for the past year, that he had visited a gun range to take shooting lessons because he previously had not known how to handle a weapon, and that he had attended several Donald Trump rallies before determining that he was ready to try and steal a Secret Service officer's weapon, which he then planned to use against Donald Trump. Now, due to appear in court a little bit later, we will obviously seek to gather more details, but this is clearly a very dramatic development. Yeah. And I think I'm right in saying it's the first time that anyone will have been arrested in connection with any sort of alleged assassination plot against Donald Trump.
And what is, you know, I don't want to agitate any potential court proceedings here, Simon, but one would assume that you're taking a heck of a risk by trying to nick the gun of a Secret Service officer in the first place. It doesn't sound particularly well thought out.
No, well, he says it was well thought out. I mean, he told the arresting authorities that he had been planning this for a while, had attended several Donald Trump rallies, and had kept an eye on how these Secret Service officers and the police guarding these rallies behaved and what they got up to so that he could determine the best time to try and launch this attack. But again, as to how close he got to Donald Trump, that's very unclear. It is clear that he never got his hands on the Secret Service officer's weapon because it was holstered and he was unable to gain access to it before he was arrested. He's facing a charge, incidentally, of committing an act of violence in a restricted area. And the legal papers make it clear that he knew that this was a restricted security area that he was in because there were signs clearly posted around it, and yet he went on to try and steal that Secret Service officer's weapon. Again, more details when he appears in court, and my understanding is that that will be happening at some time later today in Nevada because, bear in mind, it's only, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon out on the West Coast, so there's a few more hours of court time available to legal officials.
Good work, Simon. Thank you. And if we do get any changes on that, of course, we'll be back with Simon Marks as it comes through to us here at LBC.